KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly sunny skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for skies to be partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 76 with winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting at times to near 30. Mostly clear tonight, low of 52, and partly cloudy tomorrow, just a slight chance for an afternoon shower or thunderstorm and a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And at least three area school district boards of education will hold their separate regular monthly meetings today, with the Atlantic School Board set to hold a brief meeting tomorrow. The Griswold Board of Education will meet this evening at 5:30 in the conference room. Action items on their agenda include, but are not limited to, some personnel matters, approval of a bid to remove tennis and sand volleyball courts, approval of the bus sales, approval of a continued school business officer contract, approval of fuel and tech support bids, and approval of the John Baylor Test Preparation Program contract. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board will meet at 6 this evening in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. On their agenda is the hiring of Emma Byerline for high school English, Heather Sprague, a halftime Title I teacher, and Dave Buckled, assistant baseball, and the resignation of Dan Spohr with technology. Driver's education contracts will be acted on as well for Paul McKay, Jeremy Blake, Dick Cassidy, and Casey Pelzer. The board will act on approving milk, bread, and fuel bids, a Harrison-Shelby County Joint Hazard Mitigation Plan contract, and approval of an agreement with Lightbox Systems for technology services. Those are on the agenda for Exira EHK tonight. The Audubon School Board will meet at 7 p.m. in the high school boardroom. Action items on their agenda include, but are not limited to, approval of the student fees for fiscal year 22, approval of personnel matters, including the resignations of School Board Secretary John Roberts and Board Member Joni Madsen, the appointment of a new board secretary and related salary, also approval of a resolution of intent to appoint someone to fill the board vacancy, approval of a summer launch contracts with a teaching contract for middle school, high school art. The Audubon School Board will receive updates on building projects and the upcoming school elections during their meeting this evening as well. Now, as I mentioned, the Atlantic School Board will meet at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, June 22nd, in the High School Media Center and by YouTube to take action on the resignations of Stacy Schwaller, Assistant Technology Coordination, and Derek Hall, ninth grade boys basketball coach. They'll also act on approving contract recommendations for Rob Astuni, high school English language arts teacher, Rebecca Bird, middle school social studies teacher, John Peterson, middle school language arts teacher, and Jesse McCann as high school special education teacher. Officials of the Cass County ISU Extension and Outreach report that applications are now being accepted for anyone interested in the Iowa Master Gardener training, which will be offered 100% online this fall. The training is available to anyone with computer access and includes 17 online modules. The move to online means that Iowans can participate in the full training from the comfort of their home or anywhere a reliable internet connection is available. As the training is self-paced, participants can work through the book chapters and online materials at their own pace on their own time, making the training more accessible to local residents with busy schedules. A total of 17 educational modules will be offered by ISU Extension and Outreach on topics that include everything from houseplants to pollinators to vegetables and perennial flowers. Each course module includes a book chapter, lecture video, online discussion board, and quiz. Although through the online discussion board, the trainees can connect to share ideas on how they plan to volunteer and what they are learning about different topics. The Master Gardener program in Cass County is looking for people who are passionate about volunteering and gardening. No previous garden knowledge is required. The program equips participants to grow in knowledge about gardening best practices. After the training, Master Gardeners volunteer in their community, making contributions such as donating vegetables to food pantries, leading community beautification projects, and maintaining demonstration gardens at local parks and county fairgrounds. Applicants for the 2021 training must apply by Thursday, July 1st. The online class begins in mid-August, and participants registering online will receive materials in the mail prior to the start of the course. You can apply and learn more about the program through a link in the same story on the News and Ag and Outdoor page at KJAN.com. The fee for the training is $195 and includes all class materials. And because Master Gardener volunteers work with many community partners, applicants will also be required to successfully pass a background screen before being accepted into the program. At the end of the course, there is one open book test that participants will need to pass to complete the course and receive their certificate. Iowans who want professional development training for their job and do not plan to volunteer can participate in the ProHort option for a fee of $550. and no background check is required for that option. After completion of the Master Gardener training, participants have 13 months to complete 40 volunteer hours. And if you'd like more information, simply contact Cass County Extension at 712-243-1132. Police in Red Oak on Saturday arrested a man on various Southwest Iowa County warrants. 33-year-old James Thomas Hume of Sydney was taken into custody following a traffic stop Saturday night near the intersections of Highway 34 and 48 in Red Oak. Hume was wanted on active warrants out of Fremont County for violation of probation on an original charge of domestic abuse, which carries a $5,000 bond. He also had active warrants out of Mills County for violation of probation and OWI first offense. Red Oak Police transported Hume to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held while awaiting extradition to Fremont and Mills counties. Also in the news, authorities in eastern Iowa say four people were injured at a family farm near Sigourney. The explosion happened around 4 p.m. Friday near the 18,000 block of Highway 92. Authorities say three of the victims were children ages 14, 11, and 8. One of the victims was identified as 60-year-old Patrick Ott. The victims were transported to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics with severe burns. The cause of the explosion was not known immediately, and multiple law enforcement agencies were assisting in conducting the investigation. And that is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.